There we go, you should be, on.
All right, we have a quorum of three, so.
We do.
The two people that are, illing and tired and had a long day, we won't call, we'll let them off the hook, because I think we can get through this meeting quickly.
You want to, just for the recording, let her know who's here?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Linda is here.
Bob is here.
Ann is here.
And Phil is here.
Deb and Sam are absent.
That's right, there you go.
Excused, I guess. So approval of minutes from the last time, which was December 3rd, it's been a while.
Did I even read this? I'm sure I did.
You did, because it came sound and then, written.
I hadn't even looked at it.
I'm sure it's wonderful. I think I did see something. Maybe not. Okay.
All good?
Mm-hmm. Good enough.
Make that motion.
I don't even know how to say it.
I motion to accept the minutes of the last meeting as written.
December 3rd.
I second.
There you go.
I never know how to start.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you. New business is to continue the review of the town plans. If it's all right with everybody, we don't have a lot of people here to give us opinions and stuff, and I wouldn't.
I just want
tabled this.
I would like just talk about some stuff. I, out of curiosity, I read the last 3 months of minutes of the EDC.
Yes, I have read them all.
The EDC is now dysfunctional.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
At the moment, there's three of them left.
Yeah.
There's three of them.
Yes. I didn't know that Laura had resigned.
Yeah.
Laura resigned during a select board meeting when her and Glenn got into a massive argument during
and
the meeting.
He disrespected her in every way possible.
It was so bad.
I did see that.
I walked out of the meeting last night after they lowered our budget again.
4,000?
5.
They went to, oh,
we
they
were
went
at
to,
6.
Yeah, they went to, yeah.
We asked for 7.
Yep.
They gave us
now,
6.
Now, what about the EDD?
There, that has
budget.
Never been established.
No.
No, there's no bylaws. Nothing has been done. I read back.
It's like they don't even want anything to do with us. That's the feeling I get.
That was Glenn.
Yeah.
Because Glenn should have done that.
Well, I don't know Mike.
Mike?
Mike seems pretty, just from reading.
At the last meeting.
What?
The last meeting we had. Mike was so negative. Because there was only three of us. And the first thing he says when he comes in is, you're sitting in the chairman's spot. I was sitting right here. I'm like, no, I'm not.
How do you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, we just have our own chairs. This is not the chairman's chair.
And Joe was like, well, technically.
It is tonight.
Yeah, tonight, yeah.
Joe said, well, technically, that's the chairman's space. And then he says, we can't self-dissolve.
Why would you want to? Don't you want to?
We can't self-dissolve. So it was kind of like, what? He's like, I don't even see any need for me to be on this board. He's like, I'm not even here half the time. He's still there at the moment. He proceeded to tell us that with only three of us, we could not vote on the damn thing. And we could not do anything.
How many people are?
Three. So
and 5 is your, isn't it 5 and 9?
We had 6.
Oh, okay. But you need like at least 5, and 3 is a quorum, so
right.
If everybody
right.
showed
he
up.
He was like, no, we can't vote on anything, so there's really nothing we can discuss. So Deb came, and I had told them that Deb was coming.
Deb told me that he was really rude to her.
So I told them she was coming. But even before we had the meeting, I said, well, Deb is coming because she'd like to rejoin. As soon as Deb walked through that door, Mike looked at me and he said, "Will you make a motion to adjourn?" I said, "No." Deb just got here. He looked at her and said, "Well, this is what we've talked about. There really isn't anything left to say. We were just going to adjourn."
I don't know.
No. I was dumbfounded.
Do you know who he is?
I don't know. I wouldn't know if I tripped over
him. Do you know who he is? No. I don't either. Where did he come from?
He was so rude to her.
So, that's what she said.
He doesn't have a Facebook page. I looked.
And I was like, what the hell is this? I was so shocked, I couldn't even say a word, that this was actually happening. So I gave Deb a ride home and we talked about it. And I told her I had no idea any of that was going to happen. I had no clue. No clue. So the next morning, I emailed Mike and Judy. And I said, look, I said, I was absolutely ashamed of this committee, the way they treated Deborah last night. So you guys all
Who did you send the email to?
Mike and Judy. The only other two people.
Yeah.
I was like, you knew she was coming. She should have been given the same respect any other member of the public would have received.
Yeah, it was public comments.
5 minutes for public comment, if nothing else.
I said, I am thoroughly ashamed of myself for not standing up in the moment and telling you how rotten that was.
When stuff like that happens, you can't think of it. It's always hindsight.
You get dumbfounded too.
No, and I apologized to Deb up and down that I hadn't stood up for. I felt so bad.
So she's obviously not joining the EDC.
No. No.
Well, that kind of leads into my discussions with Gary Holloway and Neary. Neary was absolutely flabbergasted by what's going on with the EDC.
Oh, Gary?
No, Neary.
Oh, definitely.
I told Gary as well that it's a little iffy right now. I just said that we've got, you know, there's some resignations, there's I told him that the bylaws weren't done and that kind of thing. He said that's all good. One of the things we have going for us in a way, except it just stretches out the process, is we can't get a downtown the step three is what it's called now. We can't get that designation
until
the Rutland Regional Planning, their regional plan is done.
Oh.
Okay. But the good thing is...
Well, we also can't do that until we get an EDDP, right? I mean, we have to have that, don't we?
We have to have... Yes.
Okay.
We have to have... First of all, I got... he gave me a highlight of 10 things. The regional plan has to be done. We have to show them the capital improvement for downtown, which there is.
There is?
In the terms of...
The budget?
The budget has, infrastructure stuff that they're going to do. So that counts.
Yeah, good. That's cool.
So we're good there.
Right. I had the perfect plan for helping the downtown businesses. But it was a beautification plan.
What's wrong with that?
That Glenn didn't think was...
That what?
It's a frou-frou. You ladies. This was the night that Laura resigned. Didn't you?
So who said that?
Thing. I'm like,
Mike?
This is what is required.
Yeah, and it's also...
What was your plan?
Why not?
So this was...
Why
I had
not?
Come up with a thing. It was a... not really a contest, but it was a micro grant sort of.
Yeah.
So we were going to have 6 businesses. The application was so simple. 6 businesses would have been picked to receive $200. That would allow them to either do like painting window boxes or whatever in front of their businesses, new signage, maybe like holiday decorations.
Huh, that's a good idea.
Too frou-frou.
That's Mike said that?
No, that was Glenn.
Oh, that was Glenn.
And I had titled it Downtown Beautification Project, which is what is required. Mm-hmm. It's downtown beautification.
And so the we've got a lot.
That was the night Glenn quit.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
No,
I thought it was there. Oh, no, that was over the food frenzy.
Laura quit.
Oh. Oh, okay, that was the food frenzy.
Yeah, at the select board meeting.
We have to revitalize that committee.
Yeah,
somehow. If not the EDC, then a Fairhaven partnership by itself.
Right. So
one of the things there. One of the things that this new
step three,
whatever it is called, which we should see. We should see the application for that by the end of the week or the beginning of next week. He had jury duty today, so he didn't know if he was going to get stuck on a case or not. So that was holding him off. He's got some final things to do. But
is that Devin's?
No, that's Gary.
Oh, that's Gary.
So he'll send us a new copy as soon as he gets it. I sent him.
And what is this going to be? What's in the packet?
It's going to be the new application. But we can use the stuff we've already got done. You know, like that. One of the things is making sure we are charged by the selectmen to do this, which we have minutes for that. Water and sewer capacity, which we have given them once, we'll give it to them again.
Yeah, we could just go through everything we had.
Exactly. And Devin said he will go through Logan's notes and get all the stuff that he has for it. Authorization from the board, the zoning regs, which I sent him the historic regs. He's going. One of the good things now is they are going to do the approval of the downtown designation at the staff level instead of having to go to the meeting of the. I don't know, the high mucky mucks that, you know.
Oh, the ones that we talked to?
Those are historical people. They're looking at the regs again. They're going to look at our regs again to make sure that it's the way they wanted us to go. They haven't seen them since we wrote them and approved them. So, so that'll be interesting. But, so it's going to be approved at the staff level. Remember, there was only like a meeting every month. And they were on whatever that high level. It's a bunch of bureaucrats getting together, so Gary is going to do the approval. So anything that doesn't feel right, he can tell us.
This is what you need
as we go through. So you got to change this. You got to tweak that.
Can I interrupt just for a second? Sure. Just a question about where is the process with the select board right now. Have they had their public hearing on?
No, they haven't had it yet.
So there's still an opportunity to change things if something's found.
Which public hearing?
They've got a public hearing for the historic regs.
Oh.
And then everything's done. Oh. As far as they're concerned. The biggest thing is he was not thrilled about a $5,000 budget. Which is what I told him. I didn't realize they cut it down. I said, it's at least $5,000.
It was $6,000. Yeah. It's what they had told us they would give us. And then last night, I walked out. I left.
Well,
after I heard $5,000 is what we had.
I understand that. Because I talked to Joe. I knew that was going to happen. I should have let you know. But
yeah, that would have been great.
I found out yesterday that was going to happen. But
what does the EDC use money for? I don't know much about the EDC.
Since they weren't going to give us any money for the food truck frenzy this year, they wanted us to handle that all on our own. So that covered the itty-bitties. It covered the grants, like the $1,000 business grants or whatever that we do for downtown. Mm-hmm. Any improvements? Any
That's
new
not much, $5,000.
No. There's even $6,000
isn't enough.
Let me give... we are eligible for, Downtown Vibrancy Fund.
What is that?
It's $25,000 a grant.
Wow.
And it can be recurring. So the bottom line, what Polly, and I haven't talked to her, I was supposed to get her contact information today and didn't. Gary didn't send it to me. But what's her name?
What's this grant called?
It's called the
Downtown Vibrancy
Fund, and eligible for $25,000 starter grants. One of the things they use that is for a part-time staffer, which would be huge for it. And I sold it to Joe as, the difference is, they specifically want the organization, like the, whatever we end up with, downtown.
Downtown Partnership.
They specifically want them to administer it.
Good.
They want it away from the, select board, from the governing body is the way he put it. And I said, what's the reasoning behind that? And he said, because those people change all the time, and generally the committees like that stay pretty close together, and they have a better focus of what they want to do over the terms of the year. There's another one that is called the Downtown Transportation Fund, which includes sidewalks.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah. So I'm sure those guys, you know, or these guys, I keep thinking of them, I'm sure they would be very interested in that. And so you could, one of the other things that we can do from now until the regional plan is approved is do the, you know, like the we got to have a high level, a high end, not specific. We've got to have a strategic plan. And so we could do the strategic plan. It doesn't say year one, we're going to do this. Year two, we're going to do this. That's after you get funding and you can sit down and figure out what it's really going to cost you and what's realistic. But if you have $25,000 and, you know, you hired somebody for 1 or 2 days a week, as a staffer, they could do all that legwork.
I'll do it. I need a part-time job.
Well, there you go. I mean, no, I'm serious. And the other end of that is that the potential is that if that staffer had a day or two on that, that they could afford a part-timer. The town could afford, because they're in desperate need of another person in this office.
Really?
Yeah, they are. There's just too much.
The town clerk's not here half the time.
Well, no, she's never here, but...
Wasn't Jason like the assistant town clerk? Is he still doing that? Is he still working in the town clerk office?
Yeah, he's still the assistant. But I shouldn't say she's never here. She's here, but she's got a lot on her doing too, but... So they could have, and the town clerk really isn't involved in the day-to-day. She's not part of the staff. So they could maybe use that person. The money would still be it would still come from the organization that we come up with.
Right.
But there could be some back and forth, and it might be cheaper for them to, you know, rent a staffer for a day too themselves. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I'm going to say about the needing things, we hired Joe for 40 or 50 hours a week to do the stuff that you need to do, supervise this, supervise that, all the people, organize a budget, organize water, sewer, everything. We didn't hire him to administer grants. But he wrote the shit out of a bunch of grants.
He did.
And he got a lot of grants. Happened is, he probably spends 30% of his time doing the administration on the grants, which is a lot of work. And if he dumps it on Lean, she can't do her job. And if he dumps it on
I don't know how to write a grant.
Yeah, me neither.
So there's a good argument for a person there, but they may essentially be contracting the downtown organization to use that person. And then they would have to pay that back somehow. But it's cheaper for them to do
and it may not, they may not be, I don't know how that will work, but the bottom line is there's $25,000 a year for that. There's the transportation fund. That's a good possibility, and it does include sidewalks. I made sure of that.
Now, so there's three grants. One of them is the reoccurring, and then there's the vibrancy and the transportation.
No. The vibrancy, that's what the $25,000 is called.
Oh, okay.
Two grants. So
okay.
So that's called, that's a $25,000 one.
That's Polk recurring.
Polk uses it for staffing.
Okay.
Part of it. They don't use it all for that because they do things like you're talking about, like get, you know, some sort of grant to the people that
right.
improve the fronts.
That
all that kind of stuff,
or,
you know, buy some
raise
paint.
The morale downtown.
Sure.
It would make the business owners feel like the town actually cares.
I would, yeah, and I would love to be able to say to a couple of those businesses down there, could you change your plywood front? You know, this there's a couple of plywood fronts there that are just, I mean, that's what they can afford.
I can't even picture. I can't picture where there's plywood.
The dog hospital is
plywood.
Yeah, I think
they were blocking site where you couldn't see in.
Well, you can't see in.
And then
Cloud Nine or Tap House either.
The game place has a plywood facade. You know, maybe you give them a couple thousand dollars and they're able to do something different.
Yeah.
A little, just a little dressier, you know.
Right.
That's bottom line.
I was in that spot.
Downtown investment commitment, that's once again high level strategic plan. It doesn't have to be very specific, but it has to be. And they're looking for buy-in from the merchants and the owners of the property. So that's a perfect place to get those guys involved in this, whatever the partnership turns out to be. The bottom line is we're going to have to do some legwork and talk to anybody you know that works on it. You're there.
I've talked to Bob already. Bob's on board.
Now, are you talking?
I wouldn't be surprised.
This is what I need to get straight in my mind. We could pretty much say the EDC is like checked out of the downtown.
I don't want to do that at this point.
No, we're still talking about it.
But, okay, so.
Like Judy, because I was so
frustrated. But are we still going to have an EDDP, or are we going to have something totally different?
Is it
going to include the economic development?
It can be either, but it has to. If we do it as a combination, which was my thought, and it turned out to be something that the EDC really didn't want to do, I guess. Then
Glenn still wanted it at the time.
Yeah, and so it has to have bylaws that recognize that, and. So it may be better that they're two separate organizations, but I'm not sure if we can find volunteers.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, where are we gonna, how many people would we need on this committee?
So Bob,
probably
Judy,
five.
I know her health isn't great, but she actually came into the store like a couple of days after that meeting.
Who was that? Who did?
Judy.
Oh.
To talk about everything that had gone on. And she's planning on staying.
Good.
And she was like, "And I don't want you to leave." She's like, "You're really beneficial."
It'd be great if we could find some people on
right.
the EDC,
so
and then they're into this.
And
you know.
We do need to talk to the people at the Marble Mansion for the Chamber of Commerce to be part of that.
Oh,
okay.
We'd already talked about that.
That would
somebody
be,
needs to approach them.
I'm not sure. This is your. Is it possible to have a combination? I mean, volunteers are hard to find.
Right.
So is it is that worth thinking about, or should we start thinking about a different, trying to organize a different outfit?
Mike, I don't know if he's going to stay.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Who's the chairman of the EDC now?
We don't have one right now. Because there's only three of us, our chairman. And we can't vote on it. Mike's like, we can't vote on anything.
No, I think you can.
Yeah. I was like, what the heck is this? What do you mean? Oh, no, we have to be.
How long has
so
he been
people.
On the EDC?
Like 6 months, I think.
Do you know who he is, Mike?
If you have five.
Do you know who Mike is from the EDC?
If you have five people And now you only have three, your quorum is...
That's what we have.
Is the three.
Is three, yeah.
You gotta have three, and you probably gotta have...
All be in the positive to...
Right.
To have something go through for a decision.
Right, so like if we were gonna vote on anything tonight, it would have to be...
The three of you.
It'd have to be positive.
Right, unanimous, yeah.
The other...
So if you had to vote on whether or not you wanted to join in with the EDDP, as long as you and Judy were okay, and Mike said no...
There wouldn't be enough.
No.
You have to have three.
No, we would still need...
Because it's a...
There has to be three yeas.
The majority of the...
Yes, because you have such a small group, and that's what they do as a select board too.
Just get some people on the EDC.
Yeah. Right. See, the problem is Glenn.
Yeah. And the other thing that we have to do is we have to, which Logan was getting through, is we have to have the maps. We have to send them the maps and show all the maps.
Logan had those.
Yes, and I just have to get those from the other thing is they want the map of the National Historic District or whatever we have before. Didn't we have a national?
You got me.
I'll ask the historic. Yeah, I'll ask the Historic Society. Now, speaking of maps, the state, looking at the maps that Rutland Regional Planning Commission gave, pulled the... Where we added into the business district all the way to the skyline.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They pulled that because I found out what it was because there wasn't water and sewer to that.
Oh, really?
And I said, Devin, there is water and sewer to that. It's a forest main that Skyline put in themselves, the sewer part, and the water line is in there too. They did both. And anybody can hook onto it that wants to on that line below, like from Jay's back toward Skyline. Anybody can hook onto that, and it's we have the capacity, and it's just that you'll be on a forest main, and you have to drill into the road.
He agree that was right, and that we were probably...
Yeah, so Devin is
they
going
to... They have to redraw the map.
Devin's going to adjust that, hopefully. But he said... they were flabbergasted by that. That was the good thing is the water and sewer is to the old racetrack. So that particular possibility, those housing development down there is still good. But so we're in flux on that.
But there was something with the walkability aspect.
Yes. Thank you. That's the other thing.
So when this came in that day, I saw it come in and I started reading it and I saw all the negative. And I was like, I'm not reading this right now. I'm already in a pissy ass mood. I'm going home. I don't
think
I can't.
Which email was this? One that we got from?
From Devin saying that they had changed, the state had changed our land use.
Did you get a copy of that? You should have
gotten
an
email.
It was from her name, Sherry or some woman.
Yeah, she's the second in command there. I can go ahead and do this.
Can somebody send that to me?
Yeah,
I have it saved because I was like, no, I can't even, not today.
I mean, that's how I felt when I read the email from Logan about the fact that everything that we had done all for 2 years was just...
Yeah.
Gone.
Well, okay, has anybody run into Laura Williams in their travels?
Who? Laura Williams?
She's from Poultney. She's the one that, she's the Poultney consultant that they hired with the $25,000, but she's also been involved.
I wonder if I have talked to her.
What's her name?
Laura Williams. Her father owned Williams Hardware.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Williams.
Let me ask my friend Siobhan.
Yeah.
Cause she helps the Chamber of Commerce with different things.
There was another person too. I lost that name. Where'd it go? I'm a really good note taker. Honest on them. But anyways, Laura Williams, I'm supposed to get both of their contracts. But the other thing that you were talking about, the walkability, they X'd out the Green Mountain Mobile Manor because we had kicked it out that far too, so that we could, so if there was a development there, but they kicked it out because why? It's no walkability, it's, there's not a walkability.
To the downtown.
So.
Oh, there it said, isn't really.
No, there isn't. And I said to Devin, I said, well, what if somebody comes in to want to develop that, what if one of the conditions is that they have to put a sidewalk to at least the apartment building that's there, and then that could go directly across to the mobile station, or it could go to the high school, and there's, you know, you could put a sidewalk there,
yeah,
several hundred feet, but it's a sidewalk that you could put, and that would hook onto the sidewalks that are all over town. Right. So that might make the, that might, he said, you know, that's up to you guys. And
so they could,
you know,
change it if,
yeah,
that happened.
I mean, if we had somebody that came in and was willing to take on that project, and the sidewalk was a deal killer, I guess we'd live without it. But I would really, that's a possibility. And that's way down in the future. But if somebody came in with a permit, we could ask them to do that. And I haven't done this yet, but I was thinking that there may be some subdivision rules that we just adopted that may have,
I'd have
something.
To,
yeah, I haven't looked yet. And I'm thinking that maybe there's some, because there's a lot of verbiage about sidewalks and buried lines and various things. So I would think that there might be something in there that we could reference as part of our...
Could someone bring it under that Newark Ford Airport Road connection? Is that wide enough to be able to put...
Good question.
Yeah, I mean, that's always my thought is...
Yeah, it's you know, it's a... That one is, that's a tough one, but that would be so
yeah,
nice to get
sidewalk.
That. Yeah, well, you know.
That's your specification.
I mean, if you, you know.
You'd have to walk single file.
Single file, right? I mean, you
well,
know.
Well, that's like the little slate sidewalk going down West Street.
Right, yeah. It would have to be, ADA.
I was going
to
say handicap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it would have to be 36.
Wide enough for a wheelchair.
So it would have to be at least 36 inches, but that's, you know, it's.
Maybe.
It's one of those things that you have to play with and see if it's possible. But it's also disappointing that then maybe you do a sidewalk directly to the mobile station from the park. I think that land would support it. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I have that
because you have wetlands and
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
I don't ever want to hear the word wetlands ever again. Don't what? Ever say that word.
I always said when Act 250 would kill something for wetlands, that they obviously haven't been in the woods because there's wetlands every place. Every place. And I said one time in one of my many failed campaigns, I said
he had a lot of them. I had a sign in my yard for everyone.
I said I'd trade a wetland for 200 jobs, and I thought some of my more liberal folks were gonna shit a brick.
more liberal than you?
Well, yeah. No, I don't think so. I'm close to being a socialist. So. I used to get the Democratic Socialist Organizing Committee. I was in that.
Like a newsletter?
Yeah, it was a newsletter. And I was in the Navy in Charleston with a top secret clearance, and I'd get my mail on the and they'd look at that. And so there was a you could have a provision of getting that newsletter in a brown paper wrapper. Like it was
they would just
porn.
Think it was porn, yeah.
Yeah, so a sailor
a sailor with porn nobody cared about. As long as I wasn't a commie.
But you could be a pervert.
Yeah, well, that's obvious. But anyways, so that's where we are with that. Let me make sure I hit all the high spots here. Local organization, natural resources is the water and sewer, authorization from the board we have, the zoning regs we have, and they're being reviewed as we speak. The last one, downtown investment agreement, that's a biggie, but that's that if we have a operating committee, which is the bottom line. If we don't have a committee, we don't get the downtown designation. Yeah. If we don't get the downtown designation, we miss a lot of grant stuff.
Yeah.
And we miss the Act 250 exemptions for
that's
places.
That's the biggest thing as far as
and it's not all the Act 250. It's some, and I haven't gotten anybody to tell me what exactly they let you go, but
I don't know.
It has everything to do with however we end up with the half mile circle or oblong. But
yeah, we want the half mile, not the quarter mile.
Yeah. And so most of our developable lands are probably in a strict sense more than a quarter mile out for sure.
I'm surprised Sam's company hasn't bought up all of our land. I went to their website. Holy cow, they have a lot of properties. Mm. They have a lot of properties. Bennington, Brandon. I mean, they have. A friend of mine is moving into one that used to be the Watkins School up on Watkins Street in Rutland. Mm-hmm. And they turned the school itself into apartments, and then they built this huge complex for, she's Section 8. She's a senior, and she's moving into one of the cornerstone properties.
Yeah. Also noted, yeah.
Deb called me just before I came up here, and I hadn't read this yet, so I think they're very serious questions, and whether we have it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I had gone through, because she had told me that there was no bylaw. So I took it upon myself before that meeting, and I went through and I read everything I could come up with. Mm-hmm. As far back as before.
You mean the minutes and stuff?
Yeah. All the
there's
minutes.
There's nothing about bylaws?
No, nothing has been adopted.
Mm-hmm. And what if, but in the...
Deb was pretty close. I thought she was pretty close to having bylaws done. She said no, she was told to wait, and then she went in saying, I've got some sort of a rough draft, I've got some stuff, and Glenn said, well, I didn't hear from you, so I took it, I wrote some. So she backed right up,
right.
And then she quit, and because...
So as far as I know, there are none.
Okay.
Because I couldn't find any evidence of anything.
Well, the bottom line, I keep saying that, I'm sorry, but it is, we got to have an organization or nothing happened.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to send him an email.
And
I sent him an email last night about the budget, and Michael's like, well, the three of us have to talk about that. So now I'm going to send him another one and say, okay, well, we need to talk about this.
Yeah, and it, now. We need it. The basic Rutland Regional Plan is not going to get approved before... I don't even think they submit the final draft until March.
Okay. And so we have a little time.
So we've got some wiggle room, and we could start getting some of the simple stuff done. And
we could also knocking on doors, asking them if they want to volunteer.
Any time you can talk to anybody down there, I'm going to make a pilgrimage. Mary Martin is very tired and would love to sell that place, but she won't sell it to the wrong people.
No.
Which is a great thing, but I'm going to ask her if she wants to at least lend her voice to
it. I know Laura had reached out to her and she told her no.
Yeah, no, I get it. She's
tired, yeah.
She's done it for, like she told me the other day during Christmas, she
She'd been working there since she was 10 years old, and she's she's 69. So, you know, it's she knows the business, but she doesn't want to. But if she
last time she was going to say she was going to sell the place, she had a fabulous garage sale. Yeah. Oh my God, there was like, you know, nice boots for like $10, $20.
And I think Patty had said no. I don't know her. I've never met her. Ooh. The wooden soldier.
Oh, Patty's my neighbor.
I'll talk to her.
Too. Yeah, I could talk to Patty.
Yeah, talk
to her. I don't know.
I'll go in there and we'll have breakfast one more.
You know, I'm going to go right down the line and just talk to everybody and see.
I belong to Facebook pages, Fairhaven Facebook pages, okay, like the Fairhaven people places, blah, blah, blah. And so many people are on there just bitching.
Bitching.
And I said to Hank today, when I knew that when I read the minutes and I knew there was only three people left on the EDC, and, you know, we only have... Well, we have enough, I guess,
But nobody will do anything.
I said from now on, and I've done this once before, when somebody starts bitching, I'm going to say, you know what? We need volunteers
for I did that one,
blah, 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 blah. And so instead of bitching on Facebook, why don't you do something?
Like the 1%.
How
many people bitched online about that? You know how many people came to the select board meeting last night?
Right.
How many? None.
Was Cindy Pritchard and some other man and the Billowitzes.
Well, they come to everyone, don't they?
No, they haven't been in a while.
How about Roseanne? She comes to everyone.
Oh, she comes out.
Yeah, but she's always there. But and the RC Flyers, but once they were done with their RC Flyer business, they left. Uh-huh. But two people to talk about.
Yeah.
Out of everybody that was on,
I'm like
throwing a. It's not a big deal.
It is a big deal.
1%.
Right.
You know, I mean,
you
I buy
spend
a lot of
dollars just yeah. to it's have to for it to get to a dollar.
Yeah, it's a dollar.
I buy a lot of stuff on Amazon. I get free shipping. I don't care if they want to charge me an extra 1% tax.
They will, but the thing about that is that's. Everybody that buys anything in the town of Fairhaven, not anything,
clothes,
and stuff like that. So it's just not Fairhaven people. It's other
it's
people
everybody
that are
coming
that,
into Fairhaven.
Yeah,
that tax.
I know.
That's what
and that could be a lot of money.
The one guy that was here last night, I was like, look, you're paying it in Rutland already.
Yeah. You're paying it
wherever
in Manchester.
Wherever you shop in Rutland, you're paying it.
Killington.
Yeah. You're paying it in Brandon.
Oh, they have a brand?
Yep, there's 30 towns in Vermont that have it.
Oh.
I only know this because I have to pay it with my business. So Rutland City, Rutland Town, Manchester, Brandon, Killington.
So it's 7%
Ludlow,
sales tax? Is that what it
basically,
is?
Basically, well, 6% sales and use, and then the 1% options tax that goes to the town. So when I do my taxes,
don't we need that.
I pick, so I have to go through, like during the summer I sell in multiple places at the markets. I'll be like one Sunday I'm in Ludlow, the next Sunday I'm in Dorset. Dorset doesn't have it yet, shockingly enough. So I'll have to
they
go
can
through
certainly afford it.
Every Saturday and add up what I've done every Saturday for 3 months. And then I have to go through Sundays, every Sunday for 3 months.
Oh.
And then on Thursday, I have to go through Thursdays because Thursdays I'm in Manchester.
Oh.
And they all have to go under their certain things. And I have to pay that to them.
The bottom line is it's not terrible
It will bring in
a bunch of money that the town of Fairhaven really needs. And, you know,
who's against
tough.
It?
Oh, so many.
The citizens, not the businesses.
Yeah, the businesses too.
Why?
Because
they think
it's a lot of work, and
it's good that you say something
about it because you have experience.
Businesses have bookkeepers and companies that
I
do
have
their
to explain it every year to all the market vendors.
Yeah.
Because the city of Rutland is going to contact me every year. And they want my vendor list, and I refuse to give them the vendor list.
Who wants the bender list?
City of Rutland.
Oh.
For the farmer's market, and I refused to give it to him. Oh. I'm like, no. If you want to know who's at the market, do your homework.
Yeah.
That's your job. Yeah. That's not my job.
Yep.
You know, I fought them for the last 4 years on this. And the first couple of years, I wasn't paying it. I was like, no, screw you. And then they started really getting serious with it. I had to pay retroactive.
It's worth a nice amount of money for beer.
It would be. I mean, how much do they figure it would be?
Well, they've got, state has given them estimates of $400,000.
Wow.
Which I think is probably a little
excessive.
Optimistic.
But still, that's a lot of money.
A lot of it comes from Amazon and things. The worst part of it is they guesstimate Amazon. They don't go specifically.
Right.
You know, you bought four bottles.
Oh, they come to my house.
Vitamins
every
or
day.
Something. You know. Yeah.
What's not included in the option tax? What wouldn't be included?
Some clothing, fuel.
Food.
But I think food, like grocery store food, but. Mm.
Restaurants, it adds.
Yeah,
they have the one.
So
in retail.
You know, they're already paying 10%, now they're paying 11 or something. Mm-hmm. So that's, I get that. I get them being a little ugly, but
yeah.
The thing about it is, restaurants in particular are definitely not all Fairhaven.
No, half the town of Fairhaven, they don't eat out.
Yeah, and then, you know, like.
Can't afford to anymore.
I think Durfee's is some of their stuff is exempt, but I'm not sure about that. Hmm. But it doesn't matter. I mean, it's still 1%, and there's a line on your.
But Glenn last night was adamant. He's like, now I don't want anybody to think that if this money starts coming in, that everything's going to get fixed right away. It's going to be years down the road. None of this money is going to be like.
He wouldn't pay a nickel to see Christ ride a bicycle.
And I'm like, this is how you want to pass it? So Joe actually...
A nickel to watch Jesus ride a bicycle. I got to tell my sister that one. She can't even believe cheese and crow.
I've always said cheese and crow.
She doesn't get that one.
My mother would be furious if we said cheese and crow.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's
good
where
Catholics.
I got it, my mother.
Oh,
good
yeah.
Catholics.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we did.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get there from here.
And then later, that changed it, which really pissed her off when I started saying, boy, the Jesus.
Yep. What I can't stand, and I don't know if you guys do it or not, but when I first moved here, it was like, what is going on? And I'd say something like, I love chicken soup. And the person I'm talking to would say, so don't I. And I'm saying, like, what is
there's
it?
There's a lot of those negatives.
What does that even mean? So don't I.
Yeah, so you don't, or you do.
Yeah, I just never got that. That was the big one for me, so don't I.
Yeah. So anyways, that's where we are.
Okay.
We have some time. I would like, informally, to start talking to people. You're closest. I'll make an effort to, you know, press the flesh, as it were. Mm-hmm. But
has anybody talked to old school Bagels?
Yes, I already talked to him. He's on board.
Oh, yeah? He's okay.
Yeah, so that's great.
I can't believe that Hank and I were on our way home from Rutland today, and he stopped at Mary's, and it was closed for some reason. I don't know why, but Mary's Cafe was closed. So he stopped at Birdseye. Yeah. And we stopped at Birdseye, and we're sitting in Birdseye. I said to him, I'm telling you, if there's a fly in there, we're leaving. Because every time we go in there, there's even in the winter, we've seen flies. Hank said, I swear, honey, that if we see a fly in there, we'll never go in there again.
That's where I met John.
Oh, yeah?
Was in Birdseye. I was working in Birdseye.
Oh, really?
He was best friends with Richard Larson, with Gilmore.
He did.
And Richard's wife had called me. She's like, there's this guy you got to are you working? We're gonna come in to eat. And I was like, well, sure. There's nobody in here at the time.
You were working? You were waitressing?
Yeah, I was 19. And so they came in. Well, when they got there, the place was packed. And it's only me. So I slung his onion rings everywhere because I'm hurrying. And, you know, I got their orders. Hi, nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm coming out with this food, and I turned the corner quick, and I went, but the plate didn't. And the onion rings stayed, and the plate went this way, onion rings went that way.
And that's how you met him?
Yep, we've been together ever since that night. Yeah, whatever, except the year we were divorced. We took a year off for bad behavior.
Did you get married again?
We did.
I know people that have gotten back together but never bothered to get remarried. Yeah, and I know some people that have been married twice.
The kids were at the second wedding. The kids were there the second time. He's like, why don't we get married again? The kids are like, yeah.
How long were you divorced?
Like a year and a half.
That's it? Yeah.
Almost 2 years, yeah. Yeah, we say we took time off for bad behavior.
And how long into the first marriage was
16 years.
How many?
16. Oh. And now we've been remarried 17 years.
Oh. Okay. Well, Jay Brown says that him and his wife have been married over 50 years. Yeah. But part of it was to different people.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. They were, yeah. Well, in that case, I've been married for almost 60 years. But not to, you know, this one only 30.
Oh, yeah, we're at like 35.
And he's retired.
And we lived together for 3 years. Well, we lived together for like a year before we got remarried. And then we lived together 2 years before we got married the first time. So we've been together almost 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Hank and I met in March, the end of March. He gave me a ring, proposed in August.
Oh, wow.
But we waited a year to get married. Because we were doing it ourselves, we had to save up money.
Right, we did too. We saved our own.
I was lucky with my last wedding because I was working at the radio station. Radio stations are known for like trading ads for stuff. Oh, yeah. And so my boss traded stuff from Quick Print, and then they did our invitations.
Nice.
Somebody out South Station, $10 a person for like hors d'oeuvres. Being served. We had it on a Friday night at 8, so people could eat dinner. And the invitation said dancing, hors d'oeuvres and dancing until midnight. So that was like 10 bucks. Wally did that. Wow. And
I went to my wife's cousin's wedding. Her family owned a pizza place in Rutland. And they had a 6 o'clock wedding. So it wasn't early enough for people to get dinner. So we figured there was going to be dinner there. It said hors d'oeuvres, and it didn't specifically say dinner, but they brought the hors d'oeuvres off, and they were rather skimpy. And there's all these people, and we're at the Eagle Sculpt getting hammered. Everybody's drinking like that.
Here?
In Rutland.
Oh.
And everybody's drinking and everything, and everybody's kind of waiting around for the meal, you know, and everybody's just keeping them going, and everybody's getting hammered, and they're going. And so at one point, when everybody realized it was not going to be, they said, maybe we could call their place and order pizza. You
know, which was it?
I don't know. I don't know what the pizza place is. No. To be honest with you, I don't know.
Eagles Club. Which was it when they were down where the building is?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
But I worked in that office at Casella, call center. I said, oh, this is weird.
Mm-hmm. You want a weird wedding? Pardon? I went to a wedding in Walmart.
Not really?
In Mississippi, in the dairy section.
Is that where they met?
It's a Walmart Supercenter.
Is that where they met?
No, Walmart just had a raffle or giveaway for a wedding. They paid for everything, the dress, everything, whole nine yards. John's nephew's fiance won it.
Oh my gosh.
Christopher, our youngest, was a week old.
Oh, did you go?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I had to go.
Yeah.
Obviously. And yeah, in the dairy section, you should have seen people stopping and like.
Yeah.
How many people were there for the wedding?
Oh, there was probably 40.
I mean, do they have chairs set up and everything?
Yeah, had a little arbor thingy set up and chairs.
Hey, if Walmart wants to pay for a wedding, I'll get married there.
They did to pay for everything. And cool. Weirdest damn wedding in a while.
I watch reels of Say Yes to the Dress.
That's my favorite thing about Walmart is going there and finding people that you know don't want to be recognized that they're at Walmart. And reckon and yell to them from, hey, you shop here too? Nice!
Yeah, down south.
And say their name out loud. So.
They're big super centers down south.
Yeah.
We're getting a big super center.
Where
here.
We live, there were two in town.
Well, they
one
have
on each side of town.
Queensbury has two.
Queensbury has one.
They have the one on Quaker Road, and they have one. No, they have the one on Route 9 and the new one on Quaker Road.
Yeah,
most which of is it's still a super center, but not as big.
Oh yeah.
Walmart over on the other end.
We got anything else?
Nope.
All right.
I don't think so.
So we meet.
And Jen, you don't have to put all that last stuff in the minutes.
Yeah. You can
leave out the Walmart waiting.
Yeah.
Although I think that's hilarious.
It really is. I have pictures. So, I'll have to find
them. Oh, you'll have to find them.
Yeah, I do. I have pictures of it. 2 weeks. It's the 20th? No,
21st.
20,
isn't it the 21st?
The next is on your agenda at the bottom.
21st.
21st, okay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I might have my hearing aids by then.
You might have what?
My hearing aids by then. I can't
you might
hear.
Have new ones by then.
Where are you getting yours?
Anti-audiology. Christopher told me to go to Costco.
That's what my sister said.
My brother
but I'm
did.
Not a member,
my
so.
Brother yes, did.
Yeah, he's like Rhianus.
My brother loves
his grandfather goes there.
Yeah, my brother does.
My sister
my brother lives
at Costco.
He could buy whatever hearing aids he wants, but he... That's why
I keep getting these things for miracle ears.
He knows you can buy hearing aids.
Saying $395 for.
Right. Well, they're going up to well over $2,000.
Well, see, you
and MVP doesn't cover.
Well,
I'm
do some shopping because you can do a lot better than that. I got some from.
Do you wear two?
Yeah,
just
I know
one?
They're going up after. Well, she said they were going up after the first of the year. So.
I want ones that stick in your ear that you can't see.
Yeah,
my sister said, just wear your hair over your ears.
I got
nobody
some,
else sees.
Go online, look at Lexi. I had a really good look. Lexie.
What's that?
Lexi is a hearing aid.
They're hearing aids?
Very satisfied with it.
They're tiny.
Yeah, they're
tiny. Where'd you get them?
Online.
Well, yeah, I can't see it. So.
They do all.
But how do you do the. How do you figure out.
They do it online.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they got a test that they can do. And
I
had
Opera.
A test. I went to
Opera has the same
I went
thing.
To ENT.
You know, at some point, all they are is they're just amplifying sound. So
and
it doesn't
Do they work well and they don't?
They measure your ears online and everything.
No, I'm talking about like for your hearing.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, I'm pretty happy with them. I've had these for 5 years, and I'm about ready to get new ones, but...
I've been blaming John.
And they cost
Why
me,
do you need new ones? Then?
Well, because these are starting to act up. Nothing lasts forever, but I think total cost was $800.
Oh, wow.
And they actually had a thing you could do, you could buy them on time, like $50 a month.
I wonder if my Medicare, my supplemental will pay...
They don't pay much anything.
I don't have Medicare.
I'm old. I have Medicare.
I got
the VA.
Oh, that's right.
Well,
there you go.
I hit the VA blot. I'll tell you what, that is like heaven. That's like what everybody should have.
VA?
The VA.
VA is really, really hard to get approvals though. When I worked at the hospital and trying to get PT approved.
Yep.
Through the VA was...
You have no idea what Hank and I just went through.
I'm getting...
we got scammed.
I'm getting...
$1,400.
I'm getting cataract surgery from... They don't have anything at the VA hospital for cataracts for any kind of eye stuff. So that's... They gave me a guarantee for offside. I can go to the doctor I had before.
I just went to the eye doctor today.
Urology. They don't have a urology thing, so I got my old doctor.
Dr. Bove.
You know,
I don't ever want to see Dr. Bob again. I went through a kidney stone problem for a while.
If everything that anything that I need done that's serious, I have him refer me to Dartmouth.
There you go. So. Well, when Hank lost his job, Did they cut off his adjourn? Oh, we haven't adjourned.
I make a motion. Oh, okay, I'll second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the time of
8:30. One.
Well, actually 8 o'clock, and then we started bullshitting.
So we had to get Hank insurance. So I went on.